This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2020 and today 174 of our journey through the Bible. We are reading through the Scriptures in 1 year using the Orthodox Study Bible. I'm Father Alexis, and today is June 23. Our readings today will be from Nehemiah chapter 7, verse 4, through chapter 8, verse 18, Psalm 142, Proverbs chapter 30, verses 22 through 25, and Acts chapter 6. Now the wall has been completed. Nehemiah feels the city has been reborn. So now the law needs to be restored in the hearts of the people. So Ezra will be the leader in this effort. Let's begin.
Nehemiah chapter 7 verse 4 through chapter 8 verse 18. Now the city was large and spacious, but the people in it were few, and the houses were not rebuilt. Then my God put it into my heart to gather the nobles, the rulers, and the people, that they might be registered by genealogy. And I found a register of the genealogy of those who had come up in the first return, and found written in it, "These are the people of the province who came back from the captivity, of those who had been carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away, and who returned to Jerusalem and Judah, everyone to his city. Those with Zerubbabel, not only Jeshua, but also Nehemiah, Azariah, Ramiah, Nahamani, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispareth, Ezra, Bigvai, Nehum, Bana, and Masphar, men of the people of Israel. The children of Parosh, 2,172. The children of Shephatiah, 372. The children of Ara, 652. The children of Pahath Moab, of the sons of Jeshua and Joab, 2,818. The children of Elam, 1,254. The children of Zattu, 845. The children of Zakkai, 760. The children of Binui, 648. The sons of Bebai, 628. The children of Azgad, 2,322. The children of Adonikam, 667. The children of Bigvai, 2,067. The children of Adin, 655. The children of Atar of Hezekiah, 98. The children of Hashum, 328. The children of Bezai, 324. The children of Harif, 112. The sons of Gibeon, 95. The children of Bethlehem, 123. And Netophah, 56. The children of Anathoth, 128. The children of Beth Azmaveth, 42. The children of Kirjath Jearim, Shephirah, and Beeroth, 743. The men of Ramah and Geba, 621. The men of Michmas, 122. The men of Bethel and Ai, 123. The men of Nebo, 52. The sons of Elam, 1,254. The children of Harim, 320. The sons of Jericho, 345. The children of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 721. The children of Sanah, 3,930. The priests, the sons of Judah of the house of Jeshua, 973. The sons of Immer, 1,052. The sons of Pashur, 1,247. The sons of Harim were 1,017. The Levites, the sons of Jeshua, of the house of Kadmiel, and of the sons of Hodevah, 74. The singers, the children of Asaph, 148. The gatekeepers, the children of Shalum, the sons of Atar, the children of Talmon, the sons of Akub, the children of Hatita, the sons of Shobai, 138. The Nethanim, the children of Ziha, the sons of Hasufa, the children of Tabaoth, the children of Keros, the sons of Sia, the children of Paddan, the children of Labana, the children of Hagaba, the children of Salmei, the children of Hanan, the sons of Giddel, the children of Gahar, the children of Rea, the children of Razin, the children of Nakoda, the children of Gazam, the children of Uza, the children of Pasea, the children of Besai, the sons of Meunam, the children of Nephesheshem, the children of Bakbuk, the children of Hakufa, the children of Harhor, the children of Bazlith, the children of Mahida, the children of Harhor, the children of Barkos, the children of Sisera, the children of Tama, the children of Naziah, and the children of Hatifa, the children of Solomon's servants, the children of Sote, the children of Sophereth, the children of Perida, the children of Jala, the children of Darkon, the children of Giddel, the children of Shephatiah, the children of Hatil, the children of Pokereth of Zebaim, and the children of Amon. All the Nethanim and the children of Solomon's servants were 392. And these were the ones who came up from Tel Milah, Tel Harsha, Cherub, Adon, and Immer, but they could not identify their father's house nor their lineage, whether they were of Israel. The sons of Deleah, the sons of Tobiah, the sons of Nakoda, 642. And of the priests, the sons of Abiah, the sons of Koz, the sons of Barzillai, who took a wife of the daughters of Barzillai the Gileadite, and was called by their name. These sought their listing among those who were registered by genealogy, but it was not found. Therefore they were excluded from the priesthood as defiled, and the governor said to them that they should not eat of the most holy things until a priest could consult with the Urim and Thummim. Altogether, the whole assembly was 42,360, besides their male and female servants, of whom there were 7,337, and they had 245 men and women singers. Their horses were 736, their mules 245, their camels 435, and donkeys 6,720. Some of the heads of the fathers' houses gave to the work of Nehemiah for the treasury 1,000 gold drachmas, 50 basins, and 30 priestly garments. Some of the heads of the fathers' houses gave to the treasury of the work 20,000 gold drachmas and 2,200 silver minas. And that which the rest of the people gave was 20,000 gold drachmas, 2,200 silver minas, and 67 priestly garments. So the priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, some of the people, the Nethanim, and all Israel dwelt in their cities. When the seventh month came, the sons of Israel were in their cities. Now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gate. And they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men and women, and all who could hear with understanding, on the first day of the seventh month. Then he read from it in the open square that was in front of the water gate from morning until midday, before the men and women and those who could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. So Ezra the scribe stood on a platform of wood, which they had made for the purpose, and beside him at his right hand stood Mattathiah, Shema, Anaiah, Urijah, Hilkiah, and Maaseiah, and at his left hand Pedaiah, Mishael, Malshijah, Hashum, Hashbadana, Zechariah, and Meshulam. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. Then all the people answered, Amen, Amen, while lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Also Jeshua, Bani, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shebethai, Hodijah, Maaseiah, Kalita, Azariah, Jozabad, Hanan, Peleah, and the Levites helped the people to understand the law. and the people stood in their place. So they read distinctly from the book in the law of God, and they gave the sense and helped them to understand the reading. Then Nehemiah, who was the governor, Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn nor weep." For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. So he said to them, "Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Thus the Levites quieted all the people, saying, "Be still, for the day is holy. Do not be grieved." And all the people went their way to eat and drink, to send portions and rejoice greatly, because they understood the words that were declared to them. Now, on the second day, the heads of the fathers' houses of all the people, with the priests and Levites, were gathered to Ezra the scribe in order to understand the words of the law. And they found written in the law, which the Lord had commanded by Moses, that the sons of Israel should dwell in booths during the feast of the seventh month, and that they should announce and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem. And Ezra said, "Go out to the mountain and bring olive branches, branches of oil trees, myrtle branches, palm branches, and branches of leafy trees to make booths, as it is written." Then the people went out and brought them and made themselves booths, each one on the roof of his house, or in their courtyards, or the courts of the house of God, and in the open square of the water gate, and in the open square of the gate of Ephraim. So the whole assembly of those who had returned from the captivity made booths and sat under the booths. For since the days of Joshua the son of Nun until that day, the sons of Israel had not done so, and there was very great gladness. Also, day by day, from the first day until the last day, he read from the book of the law of God. And they kept the feast 7 days. And on the eighth day, there was a sacred assembly according to the prescribed manner. Psalm 142. O Lord, hear my prayer. Give ear to my supplication in your truth. Answer me in your righteousness. Do not enter into judgment with your servant. For no one living shall become righteous in your sight. For the enemy persecuted my soul. He humbled my life to the ground. He caused me to dwell in dark places as one long dead. And my spirit was in anguish within me. My heart was troubled within me. I remembered the days of old, and I meditated on all your works. I meditated on the works of your hands. I spread out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a waterless land. Hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit faints within me. Turn not your face from me, lest I become like those who go down into the pit. Cause me to hear your mercy in the morning, for I hope in you. Make me know, O Lord, the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Deliver me from my enemies, O Lord, for to you I flee for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your good spirit shall guide me in the land of uprightness. For your namesake, O Lord, give me life. In your righteousness you shall bring my soul out of affliction. In your mercy you shall destroy my enemies. You shall utterly destroy all who afflict my soul, for I am your servant. Proverbs chapter 30, verses 22 through 25. Such is the way of an adulterous woman, who, when she commits adultery, washes herself and says she did nothing wrong. The earth is shaken by 3 things, and is unable to bear a 4th. If a servant reigns, or a man without discernment is satiated with food, or if a maidservant casts out her own mistress, or a hateful woman marries a good man.
Acts chapter 6. Now in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists,
because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. Then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, "It is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word." And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch, whom they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid hands on them. Then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Then there arose some from what is called the synagogue of the freedmen, Cyrenians, Alexandrians, and those from Cilicia and Asia, disputing with Stephen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. Then they secretly induced men to say, "We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God." And they stirred up the people, the elders and the scribes. And they came upon him, seized him, and brought him to the council. They also set up false witnesses who said, "This man does not cease to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs which Moses delivered to us." And all who sat in the council, looking steadfastly at him, saw his face as the face of an angel. As the church is growing, the apostles realize that in their ministry of preaching and teaching, they were unable to also do some of the pastoral and charitable work that needed to be done. And they appoint the first deacons, among whom is Stephen. We read that after the soon-to-be deacons were chosen, that the apostles then prayed and laid their hands on them. This is what we call ordination. And we still have the same practice. Our bishops today, the successors of the apostles, continue to ordain servants as deacons, priests, and bishops through the laying on of hands. I remember how my whole body shook when my bishop ordained me deacon over 30 years ago through the same laying on of hands. To realize that there is a direct connection between the ordained clergy and the apostles is both incredible and reassuring. But even the laying on of hands is not a magical force. The clergy still need to pray to continue to live in God's will, and they need the prayers of the faithful to sustain them in their ministry. Remember to pray for our bishops, our priests, especially your pastor, and our deacons. Your prayers are both an expression of your love, but also the way that God chooses to strengthen his servants to do their ministry of love. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.